All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. I said B, not V, TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vever, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And we have a plethora of things to talk about. So I want to open light, Jake. I don't want to get into the meat of anything yet. I just clicked something. I hope it didn't affect it. I'm going to read the headline. I sent you what could be the worst news story I have ever read. From Vibe magazine. Roger Bonds, Diddy's former head of security, breaks silence on Cassie's lawsuit, by Maya Abraham. So I think this has been settled. His former head of security, one of his ex-singers, ex-girlfriends, Cassie something, filed a lawsuit against him for rape and abuse. And he says, I didn't do it. She said he did. And the headline, his former head of security breaks silence. Jake, what's not in the article?
What the guy said.
Anything, right. It literally
says. There's nothing.
There's a statement that says this is not meant to be threats or snitching or anything against Cassie or Diddy or anyone else, Bond wrote. This is me telling my truth as I truly remember it for two reasons only. First, because I have four daughters, so all on my dudes, my truth as I seen it, saw it, and was involved for years. That's the full statement. There's nothing. What did he say? Whose side does he take? Does he say, this is what I saw? It's a story saying he breaks the silence without any fucking meat on the bones. It is the worst story I've ever read. I know we make fun of clickbait headlines, but that is literally, oh my God, the security's getting involved. He's going to tell us what really happened. Whose side is like, this is literally as if, Johnny Depp's bodyguard breaks the silence. Yeah, I was there. Nothing. Nothing in the article.
It's been said for a while that journalism is dead in this country. Yes. I will go one step further. I think not only is journalism dead, I think it has been reanimated as a zombie and it's come back to life as some kind of feral demon that's trying to ruin my day.
That's definitely what it is, because we mock journalism a lot. We mock bad writing. We mock clickbait stories. This one just has me like laughing but frustrated. Who releases a story that has no information? It even says in here, there's a paragraph. Cassie claims Bonds witnessed Diddy allegedly stomping on her face. And then the follow-up should be, and then when he broke his silence, Bonds said, but
right,
there's nothing. There's zero. It is absolutely the worst article I have ever read in my life. And I've read some stinkers.
The article was so bad that you even sent me the link saying this is the worst article I've ever read. And even with that preface, it was so bad that I was frustrated by the end of it.
Yes.
And I knew that going in, but I was like, well, surely what the guy said is going to be bad. That's why Timmel thinks it's the worst article he's ever read, right? Because of what the guy said. It's not in there. I read it like two, three times just because I thought I missed it. Because sometimes I skim them kind of fast, especially if I know it's going to be a bad article. I'm like, I missed it the first time. And then I went back and read it again. I'm like, no. And then out of sheer bewilderment, I was like, I have to read it a third time because like I really read it that second time. And nothing. It's not in there.
I did that thing where at the bottom of articles, it says view the comments. I scrolled past that to make sure like the article didn't continue. Like did they put something in the middle that I missed?
Right. There's a lot of fucking like pop-up shit on articles. Yeah. It makes it almost impossible to read some of these sites.
It makes
and
it impossible.
And if they got this kind of journalism, you bet your ass they got shitty pop-ups.
Yeah. Well, Vibe
might as well
magazine.
Be called Shitty Pop Up Weekly, because that is how they fucking pay the bills over there. No one is paying a subscription to this piece of shit.
A 2-minute read. It's given a 2-minute read, zero information. He breaks his silence. We're not going to report on what he said.
No,
we're going to report that he broke his silence. Oh my fucking God.
Merely on the broken silence. As far as what was said after then, you're going to have to pay a better journalist.
Yes, you'll have to actually find a legitimate news source. Wow.
Yep, check back in tomorrow.
I have to give props to Vibe magazine for somehow stunning me and being the worst bit of journalism I've ever seen. I've seen better articles in Penthouse Forum, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah, dude. At least, you know, I know that the guy's stepmom probably didn't really say that, but at least he said what he's claiming the stepmom said before they fucked.
Yes, you'll never believe what happened. I never thought it would happen to me. And that's what a bad penthouse forum would be. I never thought this would happen to me. End of article. Like, that would have been the worst penthouse forum. Like, what's the story? What happened to you? Did she touch it? Did she kiss it?
Yeah, right. It would be like, and then I followed the two women in the back of the bar that they worked at, and a lot happened back there. Anyway, go back, have fun masturbating to what I didn't tell you.
Use your imagination. Kids, you're getting too much information, too many visuals. You got to learn to fantasize. I'm just putting it out there. You fill in the blanks.
I'm just breaking my silence about the time I fucked. I'm not actually saying anything.
Maybe fucked.
Yeah. I will never know.
We'll never know. Speaking of
fucking. Maybe she was a Russian spy. I don't know.
That is a good segue. Speaking of fucking, Ron Jeremy's alleged victims. I love how they throw that word. This is something, Jake, you and I have talked about a million times. You came up with it, I believe. It's a case of he said, she 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 said, you know. So his alleged victims, even though they are many and they all tell pretty fucking convincing stories and similar stories. Ron Jeremy's alleged victims share fury acceptance after latest twist in court case. I don't know about the acceptance part. Now, I didn't see much acceptance in the story. So Ron Jeremy's sick. He was in jail awaiting trial. And because he's sick, they said, hey, we're going to let him go under house arrest. Why? Why the fuck? This reminds me, they did the same thing with the Lockerbie, Scotland bomber, the guy that killed the people with the, I mean, I think he should rot and die in jail. I don't know how you get, I do not understand how you get a pass. I'm sick. I need to die at home. Fuck you. You're a human piece of shit. You die in jail. The ultimate punishment. They say, oh, he's delusional. He doesn't know where he is. Well, then he doesn't know he's in fucking jail. Either he's lying and he's like, hee hee, giggle, giggle, I'm at home. Or I do not get it. Why let him out? Why give him a disability?
Well, this gives me a new strategy if I'm ever convicted, either rightly or wrongly on, I don't know, multiple murder, cannibalism, anything that requires a life sentence. I'm just going to stop washing my hands. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to get the sniffles real fucking bad. Because apparently, life sentences, you can have a snow day for that. You can have 6 days. You can have all kinds of things.
Apparently, it's dementia, as I said. And I just scrolled past it, said he's getting a judge's decision to order Jeremy released into private care last week.
Well, I'm guessing he's got like good lawyers and stuff. I don't think that would be happening for most people.
He's
like an icon in that industry. So I know that like porn stars, especially on the male end, tend to not make a ton of money unless you're at the very top rung. But he was at that very top rung. So like he's gotten good deals from the studios. He's a celebrity. He's this and that. So I'd imagine he's got pretty decent lawyers that are helping a lot with that.
Yeah, and I hope those lawyers burn in hell because I made the joke. I said, he said, she said, she said, she said. It says right here, dozens of women, dozens. So even if that's only two dozen, that's 24 women with pretty credible cases, including one allegedly assaulted a 15-year-old girl. He's denied all wrongdoing. It adds up. I do not understand. But then go back to what I said about the Lockerbie Scotland guy. I don't know that he had good judges or good lawyers. I understand that to be sort of a European pussy sort of thing where, oh, we're Europe. We're not harsh on criminals. He's got cancer. We're going to let him go back to Libya. Just let him fucking die in jail. Let everyone die in jail. That's a piece of shit.
Well, a lot of the European countries, especially like the Scandinavian places and stuff, they'll have, I know at least in Sweden and things like that, you can only get like 21 years maximum for whatever the fuck you did. And then you're out.
And they're nice prisons, too. I've seen documentaries. They show...
They're better than my shitty apartment in Queens. I'll tell you that right now.
They do. They're like, oh, I have... This is my library. This is my television. It's all about rehab, which I get and understand. I said European pussies. But still, at some point, you got to treat a piece of shit like a piece of shit. And I think the locker... I think Ron Jeremy definitely lives up to that standing.
It made me want to move to Stockholm and go on a stabbing spree just to get an upgrade. That's how nice these fucking prisons were.
I keep scrolling these goddamn stories. I said a second ago, even if it was only two dozen, I said dozens. Now down here, Ginger Banks, a performer and sex worker advocate who helped compile more than 100 accusations of groping and assault against Jeremy. So I think a lot of the groping, I get it. It's wrong. I'm not forgiving it. I think that comes him from being just sort of a douchebag, like, hey, we're on sex. We're on set. We're having sex. Honk, honk. You know, like grabbing. It's like there's a cut and there's an action. You don't get to just, I know it's a weird job. That doesn't mean you get to between after cut, continue grabbing or doing shit.
Wait, this is going to sound shitty, but like, are there probably some women in there who are kind of just bitter and maybe looking for a money grab? Maybe. When there's this many, it's like, okay, let's say out of the, how many did you say?
I said hundreds. First there was 24 and now it's here. More than 100 accusations. So he's topping 100.
So let's say 90% of his accusers are lying and looking for a money grab. He raped 10 women. Still a lot.
That's still ain't great. Really fucking bad. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully he can die soon. I still can't get it out of my head that they say he's been in a medical wing. I can't get out of my head the idea that he's like, I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. You know, they just like Harvey Weinstein, when he would show up in court with a walker, like he's walking around outside and then he shows up in court. Oh, I'm so old and frail. I need special treatment. Fuck you. You're a bitch.
Well, I don't remember what the hell I was listening to, but it briefly did mention this in the article about I think the quote was one of the prosecutors or something mentioning fear over him assaulting the caretakers. That's been happening because it's not so much him going wink wink, I'm going to pretend to be senile to get out. What's going on? And he's getting dementia. So a lot of times the nurses come in and he thinks he's fluffing up for a nurse scene. Yeah, he thinks it's a sexy nurse scene and he starts jacking off or doing whatever the fuck. And granted, he's an old man riddled with dementia. It's not going to be terrible to fight him off in a facility. If you're just some, 24-year-old caretaker, whatever, and you're by yourself, no security, going house calls, it's gonna be an issue.
Yeah. I found the paragraph. It said that the prosecutor appealed this judge's decision and the judge overturned it, expressing concern he might try to assault more caregivers. Yeah.
Because that's basically been happening to some small extent. Hang on, my kid's freaking out. He was a huge Ron Jeremy fan and he's saddened by this news. So I got to go give him another bottle so he can console himself. He thinks they're lying. He's like, yeah, dude, it's a case of he said 107 of them said it could have gone either way. That's a coin flip as far as I'm concerned.
All right, I'll pause the recording so I don't have to put an edit in. So listeners, visual, you will see the pause. Listeners, there's going to be a pause here while Jake takes care of Junior. And we're back just like that. All right. Done with Ron Jeremy. Let's move on to a tragic story that I hate tragic stories that make me judgmental, because that's what this next one is. I shouldn't be judgmental, but I am. A mom chose an off-the-grid school for safety from COVID. No one protected her kid from the teacher. I mean, right up
front. The teacher was Ron Jeremy. You didn't recognize the man? Christ.
The picture of this fucking dilapidated, who takes their kid to this?
It's pretty wild.
It's like, hey, this is a school. No, it's not. This is a rundown fucking shack. But first of all, you go to that shack, but her son graduated in May at the top of his class attending a trade school, but no one would accept him because she did zero research. And so the kid graduated from an unaccredited school. Like, the guy literally printed up something on his home printer, school, S-C-H-O-U-L, and the kid has no legit degree. If I had known that, I would never have paid money for him to go there. I feel like I made a big mistake. You think?
I think I would feel like I made a big mistake the second I left my kid in that what appeared to be a haunted slaughterhouse. It's a fucking wild looking picture. You hate to blame the victim, but then you look at the picture and you're like, why would you leave your kid there for any reason? I wouldn't care if it was Miss Rachel and Morgan Freeman. You know what I mean? Like, if those were the two people on there, I'd be like, wow, Miss Rachel from the baby videos and Morgan Freeman are fucking serial killers. That's the only reason they'd be in there. She's lucky the kids didn't get serial murdered.
Yeah, I mean, that is literally a location. It's one of those, you pull up, you look at it, and you're like, nope, and you keep driving. And they show pictures of the teacher, and again, you hate to judge someone. You don't judge a book by its cover. It could be a gentle giant.
Oh, I didn't see pictures of the teacher.
Oh, you gotta scroll past the picture of the school. It's this dude, and I know they're choosing the worst pictures. He's in a wife beater, but he's a big, hulking sort of. He does not look like an educator. He does not look like an educator. And here's where it gets worse. A couple of weeks after they said they wouldn't recognize, a couple of weeks after learning that the school is uncredited and the diploma is not getting recognized, Cummings said, the woman, discovered the teacher had been texting her 16-year-old daughter to offer money for sexually explicit photos.
I will
that
say
that could happen anywhere.
Defense.
But
not for the photo thing, but it this is a picture of him in a tank top. This is like a reporter that snapped it outside his house. I'm sure for the photos, he's probably got like a sweater vest or some kind of shit. He's probably dressed like George Santos, something like that. That said, the building alone, again, I don't care how nice that fucking guy's sweater vest is. I'm not leaving them in that building. So
right. The thing is, I know they're okay. We're dealing with an impoverished area of Louisiana. Is it New Orleans? I forget. But the whole point is, even if the school is impoverished, even if you are in a rundown neighborhood and you do not have the best school, you look at that building and you're just like, yeah, no. No, that's not.
Right.
And even better. The teacher was arrested and she learned he had previously been accused of raping a child. We live in 2023. We have Google. You can look up registered sex offenders lists. You can look all this up. Did you just choose the worst, quote, school possible? Again, I hate to victim blame, but the shoe kind of fits here. This is a Cinderella story where the parent made all the wrong decisions. And the best part, go back to the beginning, wanted to put them in the private school because afraid of COVID. If there are no other students there, if it's like, yeah, it's going to be me one-on-one with your son and daughter, that's a big red flag too. This is not a private tutor that you are hiring. This says school, but it has no students. All red flags.
I'm not saying I completely ignored the pandemic or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I thought those people were assholes too. But anybody who would look at that building and go, that place is clearly safer for my kid than COVID, you know, than maybe getting COVID. Like it's insane.
It really is. Well, you mentioned George Santos. Let's talk about him.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
George,
he was the principal of this school. He was the one collecting the money.
George Santos's messy expulsion vote briefly explained. I'm not going to go to the briefly explained. My favorite part of this article, it says somewhere in the article, I should have highlighted it, but a lot of the Republicans voted to expel him because, quote, they finally had a bipartisan committee report. Hey, Jake, how many bipartisan committees reported that Trump was a piece of shit for the quid pro quo in Ukraine and January 6th? And all of them, they were all bipartisan. It's just that most Republicans didn't want to take part in it because they would go, oh, that's a witch hunt. I'm not going to take part in it. So like Liz Cheney and Republicans with a sense of value were the bipartisan.
We saw what happened to her. Yeah.
What's that?
We saw what her party did to her.
We saw what her party did to her. It's just funny that they say we are going to expel George Santos. There was a bipartisan. Yeah, there have been other bipartisan reports that you ignored. But you have to love Santos's defiance. I mean, he went down to
it
the end
beautiful.
Going out like, you have made a mistake. Fuck you.
The whole time I was cheering him. I said, do not go quietly into that good night, sir.
No.
And he didn't. He's going to fucking burn every bridge that he had. Now, granted, they knew he was fucked up from the beginning, so they didn't let him into a lot of the Bohemian Grove Illuminati type of shit. They're like, nah, dude, we can't. Nah, no, no, no. You got to just do basic level, entry level junior congressman stuff. So he's not going to have a ton of dirt. Because they knew right away this guy is fucking toxic. But No, he's hilarious, man. He is a hero to me and everybody who ever lied on a resume. You know, there's lots of us who said, I should fudge this thing on my resume or that thing on my resume. He's the first one to have the balls to just say, I'm going to make up the whole fucking thing. And I'm not just getting a job as district manager. Nah, I'm getting a job as United States congressman. See, I thought one day while I was tripping on mushrooms, maybe I should run for Congress on a completely made up resume. But I was like, nah, they check it. I didn't have the balls. George Santos had the balls. He's like FDR with a samurai sword if he could walk.
Okay, that one struck me. I didn't expect that one coming. That was good. That was good. You said something that sent me off, and I don't remember what it is, but goddamn. We've said this. We may have even said it last week. Everybody's mad at him for using campaign funds to buy OnlyFans and Botox. If you're dumb enough to give him money, who cares what he does with it? I don't understand that so-called rule, the idea that
part, it's a weird thing that they were focusing on there, but yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, that's literally it. Oh, that was right up there. They found substantial evidence. They knew going in. Oh, that's what I was going to say that you said that you sparked my mind. They didn't give him anything. I'm surprised they expelled him. They wanted him for the vote. That's all they cared about. Like, oh, yeah. Zero committee. 100%. You get zero responsibility. You just show up and vote yes when you are told to and vote no when you are told to. And he was a good little boy and did that. He towed the party line every time. So that's why it wasn't even it should have been 100% consensus. There were a couple presents from Democrats. There might have been, was there a no from a Democrat? I know there were a couple presents, and there were some don't vote them outs from Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're worried because they have such a small majority of the House right now, and they can't get those guys to cooperate, hence the constantly throwing speakers out and everything. And for all of his baggage, he did kind of toe the party line, and they needed a guy to do that. And that's what they're worried that, like, well, now there's going to be a special election, and the governor, I think Does the governor appoint a temporary replacement? Or I know there's a special election.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I don't know what this case. The governors do appoint. Like it happened in California, they appointed a Democrat died or left. I don't know. But, oh, that was that senile woman that shouldn't have been taking votes anyway. She passed away.
Oh, yeah, Dianne Feinstein, yeah.
But
with him, it's kind of funny because they focused on the Botox and the OnlyFans thing because it was kind of more recent, but it's like he did fucked up shit. There was some homeless Navy vet who he's actually been all over the news, all over the media. Good guy, man, named Rich Osloff. Osloff, I think I'm saying his name right. But he had a dog who needed surgery for cancer. So George Santos did a GoFundMe through a fake animal charity that he had, raised a bunch of money for a cancer surgery on a homeless Navy vet's dog, and then kept all the fucking money in bounds under an alias, under a fake name and everything.
Oh, my God.
He did that. He also, with the campaign shit, that him using stuff on Botox and whatever, that's not the crazy thing with his campaign stuff. The craziest things that he did with the campaign stuff is – so most of the time when you donate to a campaign or anything these days, you use a credit card. He would just bill their fucking credit card again and again and again. Like, he would just keep fucking billing it money.
Well, that could have been legit because I did hear a big story on that recently where they said something like 70% of Republicans have a box that you're supposed to check or uncheck, or it becomes an auto bill. Like that one guy said, hey, you billed me $20,000. And he said the Republican Party gave it back, but that auto donate is a thing. They said only 10% of Democratic candidates do it, but he said that a shit ton of Republicans have on their page, when you donate, you have to specifically uncheck a box or it becomes an auto donate.
Right, but he was doing it with big donations. He was transferring the money around where they couldn't get the money back. There was a Republican congressman, I think Max Miller, who spoke on the floor while he was getting before the vote, and he did it to Max Miller, the other Republican congressman's mom. And dude, he was on, and he sent a letter around to all the Republicans going, this fucking guy ripped off my mom. If you sons of bitches keep him here, the guy scammed my mom. He's on the floor talking about how he ripped off his mom. And this isn't some Democrat who's going to lie about a Republican or whatever. Right. This is another Republican.
Oh, that is fantastic. I did not know that. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, he was whatever that the auto renew boxes or whatever. He went beyond that. He was just rebilling people all the fucking time, transferring the money so he didn't.
What happened to you?
Oh, I muted. My kid wouldn't shut up.
No, that's fine.
Can you hear him right now?
No. I was just going to say, we can have kid noise in the background, too. That's fine.
Okay. Could you hear that?
No.
Okay, then good. Then I'll keep rolling. Screw it.
Let's jump next topic. I already did Ron Jeremy. I have two stories left. What do you want to do? Let's stick with Ohio. Let's stick with Republicans and then we'll move on. Ohio Republican says married men can't rape their wives. His pro-spousal rape vote is repulsive. It's an interesting headline because it's not that he can't rape, but he means it's not called rape. If a husband wants sex, he just gets it. It's not a, well, husband.
It's called the Old Testament shuffle.
Yeah.
Exactly. He did it. His father did it. His father's father before him did it.
Approval of House Bill 161, a nonpartisan proposal. Nonpartisan, interesting. That would get rid of an arcane provision of Ohio law that protects spouses from prosecution against rape is being fought by Representative
Bill. Yeah, of course it's bipartisan, man. I mean,
yeah. I was reading it wrong. I was thinking, wait, this isn't a bipartisan. No, he's fighting to. He's fighting to keep it.
All these corrupt politicians taking money from big rape. It's bullshit.
These are the same ones that we talk about every so often that when it comes up to like, hey, maybe we should raise the age of consent from 14 to 18. These are the same ones that are like, no, we gotta have parental rights here and spousal rights and, you know, having sex with a 14-year-old. He was the only no vote. He was the only one guy, like every other. So it's not really, but I'm trying to find, did it? Marriage does not just mean wife and spouse, not just men and women. What was his reasoning? That's what I had it at one point, and then I lost it. But how?
Because his wife's a real prude. I think I remember what it was. What do you mean only on my birthday and Easter? Come on now.
Or Christmas. There we go. I personally don't believe that a man, if he is married and has physical relations with his wife, that can be considered rape. If she says no and he's a dick, yeah. And for that, I also know that if they're living apart or they're divorced and stuff, sure. I like that. Or they're divorced and stuff. Sure, that'd be rape.
Dude, that means he could have his wheels greased enough to vote for a bill that lets you rape your ex-wife. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't completely close the door. It's on the back burner.
No, but here, this is the line I was looking for. I can't believe I didn't write it down because my first thought, he's pro-family values. He's fighting for families because his quote is, I think this law can be used as a wedge between husband and wife and families and a husband and wife's relationship. Oh, the law that says if a woman says no, even if she's your spouse and you say, God damn it, I'm the man and you rape her, that is somehow better than a law that says rape is bad. The anti-rape law drives a wedge between husbands and wives, but him standing up for the right for a man to caveman club his woman whenever he wants, That's pro family. That's literally
old school family values. That's old school, you know.
Old Cro-Magnon family values.
That's right, man. Back in the day, see, man, before we had all these roofs and indoor plumbing, things were better back then. Man.
God, and
you know what happened?
The article goes on to pretty
some smooth talking liberal convinced us to quit raping our wives back in the caveman days. You know what happened after that? See, man, moly mammoths went extinct. Extinct, I say. So much good meat on those things.
You know how I opened by saying this is the worst article ever written? This one right here, it's sad that it has to be written. This is the most heavy-handed article because it's I don't want to say it's overblown because, again, thank God it's just one guy. It wasn't like 10 Republicans voted for pro-life.
Sure, yeah.
It's just one human piece of shit. But then this article is like, wives are not property. Rape is rape. Here's the thing. No human being has the right to violate the... All true. It's just that you have to see that in an article because I don't know if there's anybody out there agreeing with this piece of shit. It's just amazing.
I would love if his reasoning was because he was trying to like put in some kind of like pork barrel spending thing and they cut it. And it's like, well, dude, I mean, if a vote against wife rape means we're also going to stop minting pennies, what the fuck, man? No, no. A vote against wife rape is a vote against pennies. And the good people at the penny factory are going to lose their jobs.
This is about the economy, God damn it.
That's right. If just a couple spouses got to get raped to keep that penny factory operating, then I say
we
it's more than
revenue. This is about, as I said, it's a bizarre twist on family values. Well, that's speaking right. of family values and Ohio and rape. Russia is taking a cue from America. We America wants to spread democracy to the world, or so we say. Well, we overturned women's rights, Roe versus Wade. Russia limits women's access to abortions, citing demographic changes. Experts say crackdown on abortion drugs and services is part of a project to instill certain values in society. Hey, Russia has long touted itself as the country where Putin calls traditional family values. The Federal Assembly's crackdown on gay community, gay propaganda. Where was the thing? Oh, pass laws punishing anyone found to coerce women into abortions. Isn't that every guy's thing? Like, dude, if you want to get rid of this, isn't every guy that accidentally gets a woman pregnant, isn't that coercion? Like, hey, if you want to take a pill, I'm okay with that, unless you're some weird fucked up religious guy. That's why I'm trying to find the part where he talks about the demographic changes. Are they worried about an influx of immigrants in Russia?
I guess, but there's also a declining population there, I guess. And not yeah. only are a lot of people dying in the war, but like,
yeah,
and you do have people immigrating to Russia from other parts of like East Asia, Eastern Europe, that kind of thing. Like it happens. It's a huge country, you know? So people will go there. If it's like, well, my village was completely blown up and I got to go someplace. You know what I mean? Like there's people that do go there, like refugees and stuff. But, it is. They do believe in traditional family values in Russia. So one guy in Ohio who was voting to keep spousal rape legal, it'll never be illegal to rape your spouse in Russia. It's right there in the Constitution. You should go there. It's a goddamn utopia for dudes like you.
And you're right. I'd forgotten that. I've the part where it said changing. You know, it literally, they peaked in 1992 with 149 million. Is that right? I just scrolled past it. 149 million people, now down to 144. And so they're down to 1.5 births per woman, which is, I love these things right here. I don't have a joke for it, but Russia continues to record about 1.5 births per woman, which is below the rate of 2.1 needed. Just the idea that there are fractions of a birth, I find just amusing. I get it. It's a statistic, but the idea that there's a 2.1.
Yeah, they mean birth. Literal. It's a lot of that Chernobyl shit going on. You know what I mean? There's little leg babies coming out. It's just some of them is just like an appendage with eyes. It's fucking crazy.
But that's what they said about Roe v. Wade. A lot of conservatives talked about declining American birth rates. Or our thing was when you come to the racist, the brown people from the South were going to become the majority and white people, we would become a minority in our quote own country, our country, the one that we took from red people, I believe, if we're going to stereotype and use colored terms.
See, here's my thought on that in terms of like a in terms of a population thing. I say that making abortion legal would help you get more people, because here's my thought. As a dude who did indeed like to fuck before I was married, I would be a lot more careful about pulling out if I knew that I could get the death penalty in Russia for coercing a woman to have an abortion. You see what I'm saying? Right? And though some pregnant women get abortions, some don't. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it then becomes, it's like, hey, man, she's pregnant. Sometimes it goes into baby bucket. Sometimes it goes into abortion bucket. You know, could go either way. Could go either way. So whereas if the abortion laws are too strict, I'm tripling them up that Jimmy hat, you know, yeah. like I'm wearing condoms and pulling out, like I'm not, you know, I'm pouring hot sauce in it like Drake. I'm doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, so way less. Okay. So there may be less abortions with tighter abortion laws, but I would argue that there's going to be less pregnancies because people are going to be more careful.
Well, we don't have time to get into it. I did listen to a podcast by the New York Times that said in the 1 year since Roe v. Wade was overturned, pregnancy rates did increase in southern states that really went draconian. But overall, abortion rates remained the same because a lot of people did do vacation abortions or travel abortions. So they went up in really like isolated states. They said like Mississippi, where they're surrounded by Alabama and Tennessee and other, you know, anti-woman states. But anyone else, like the overall abortion stayed the same, which they found fascinating. All right. Let's wrap this up. Jake Vevra can be found on social media. The symbol at Jake Vevra on Twitter and on YouTube and Love Gurus podcast every Thursday live gives advice to people that ask questions on Reddit. I can be found at NathanTimmel.com. And what I said came true. You go to NathanTimmel.com. First thing you see is t-shirt store now open. I said not open. T-shirt store now open. 50 designs for you to go choose from. Shit that will make you giggle. Go buy a t-shirt. Help me buy my kids presents for Christmas. Jake, good seeing your face. Everyone, thanks for watching and listening.
Russian abortions are my favorite cocktail ever.